Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number. The Rangers have beaten the Lightning 3-2. They take a 2-0 lead down to Tampa on Sunday. Major League Baseball. Padres have added on after Musgrove lost the no-hitter in the eighth. Two more runs in the ninth, so 7-0 they lead Milwaukee. Still scoreless in the eighth. Braves in Colorado. How about that?
In Colorado.
You need Colorado?
No, I'm saying in Colorado, no score through eight. I mean, which is like shocking.
Especially with the way that there's been runs just falling down like an avalanche the last few days out there. 2-0 the Red Sox lead the A's. 2-0 the Dodgers lead the Mets. That game in the bottom of the third right now. So there's your baseball that is in action. Is that game you were watching over, Joe? Can we put that to bed, or is that still going?
Yeah, I don't even want to tell you what happened. They forced a punt, and on 4th and 4, the Pittsburgh guy ran into the kicker. He tripped and ran into the kicker. Game over. Kirby Wilson's the worst. 1-7 as a head coach. He laughs every time he's laughing. He's laughing. The guy misses a field goal, he laughs. He misses a first down, he laughs. Everything's a joke to Kirby Wilson.
Well, you know, you got an afternoon game tomorrow, New Orleans and Birmingham. And then Sunday, noon and 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Do you want the picks?
You can give the picks if you promise it's the last time we talk about the USFL tonight.
Yeah, I'll just give you a brat. I'm pissed. I'm upset. I'm upset because I am because the kid hit the upright. I would have, you know, it's a little. Let me just say this.
Now, why was he kicking anyway?
Because he's a conservative coach. No, he's down 11.
Down 11.
And he had a 4th and 3 on the 27-yard line, and he decided to kick the field goal to make it an 8-point game because Kirby Wilson actually thinks he's going to get a head coaching gig in the NFL if he coaches like Bill Parcells. You know, what he fails to realize is Kirby, you got 1 foot out the door. Nobody, your team sucks, and you're the most boring coach in the whole league. But keep laughing, it's all right. Keep laughing. When they give you the pink slip, we'll see.
All righty. We'll move on.
Best bet this weekend. Tampa Bay over Sumlin, laying the 5.
Tampa Bay over Sumlin, laying the 5. There you go. Yes. I want to go back to this because now it jumped back up to 210. So it went from 225 to 195 to 210 for the Lightning. So there's a lot of movement right now on that series price, Joe, for them. Did they put up the game 3 yet? They have it on the board, but they don't have a number up. So it looks like we're moments away, Joe, from finding out. Do you want to take a stab? Do you want to play Sportsbook Consigliere here and let me know what you think. One second. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody in the mix with us here tonight as we are rocking on a Friday, heading into the weekend very strong. Joe having a good night. Still needs to root a couple of other things in here to finish it off. I'm waiting for this line to pop up, Joe, and it just isn't happening for me right now.
All right,
now,
I'll give it to you. You ready? Tampa Bay's at home. I think Tampa is minus 118 on the money line. Minus 118 on the money line. That's what I think.
So you think they'll be down 2-0, a shorter favorite at home than they were on the road tonight? I'm just trying to put the pieces together. I'm not telling you if you're right or wrong. I'm trying to talk through where we're going. I think that they're going to be
130?
The same that they were tonight, between 125 and 130.
I think it's a little shorter than that. I think the book makes it like 118 and trying to suck in Tampa Bay.
I think they're going to go one more time. They're going to give him one more shot as a decent favorite.
But then the series is over.
Yeah, it certainly is.
So I think they establish a line 118. You're going to get both sides. You make it 130. You're not gonna. What are you going to get? 124. It's still too big of a price. I think they make it like 118. I think 120 is tops, but I think minus 118. That's what I would make.
Well, we will find out momentarily here, Joe. Hopefully they will put it up in the coming moments. That price for the series sweep also is going down, Joe. 520 now. Better get it now.
That's what is going down?
It was 560 a few minutes ago. Now it's 520, plus 520 for the Rangers to sweep.
I missed it.
You missed it anyway. You needed to get it when it was 15-1. That's when you needed to get it.
Well, 10:40 is when we talked.
Even 10:40 was after game one. Yes. Carver and Lisi with you. A lot to do in our final hour. We'll start to look towards a lot of things this weekend. 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. I'm watching, Joe, because I had it on. It's on one of the TVs in here. The Women's College World Series.
Great. Love it.
Elimination game between Oregon State and Arizona. And you talk about the passion and going all out. Given everything, I mean, that's what's happening here. This is a tremendous watch. Top three.
We could bet on that, can't we?
I got to tell you, I'm not sure about that. I know you can bet on the college baseball. I don't think that you can bet on the Women's College World Series. I don't see it here. At least not in Jersey. I'm not even going to waste my time looking in New York because I know you're not allowed to do it in New York. I don't see it
on
Jersey.
Darts. I don't even know what that is.
Jersey, you can bet on everything in Jersey, which is why I'm a little surprised.
Where is that? Where do they play darts?
Everywhere.
What do you mean everywhere?
Well, you look on the dart page, they got the U.S. Darts Masters. You got Saturday night, Michael Smith against Gary Anderson here. Smith going out at minus 205.
Black Bear in New York City?
I don't know. You've got Michael Van Gerwen against James Wade tomorrow night. Van Gerwen laying the 260 for the U.S. Darts Masters.
How about Johnny Clayton versus Joe Cullen? Cullen looks like he was hanging out of P.J. Clark's for about half his life.
That's the thing. That's where he got to go. But I don't see the softball, the Women's World Series. I don't see it anywhere.
I think in certain states you could do it, but see, I like
if you not have it in Jersey, Jersey has everything. Jersey's like the best state in terms of selection.
Well, Jersey has the most, I will say this, the sharpest markers. I'm a believer in that. In terms of the algos and how they do the in-game perspective, they're on top of it. It's almost like the trading the NASDAQ or the Dow Jones in terms of the day trading and positional markets. I'm a big believer in that. You know, it's the same type of software, same type of AI that they utilize for those type of algorithms and black box systems that I hate. I know you hate that word, but it's true. That's what they are, black box systems. The algos are part of an algorithm that changes based off game flow. Not my first.
Trying to see who, if anybody will, if anybody has this.
I'm trying to, where are you watching the Oregon State game? Oh, there it is.
It's on the Deuce. ESPN2. It's on the Deuce, yeah, it's on the
Deuce. Now, is Oregon State in the black unis tonight or the white, the road whites?
The Oregon State, the Beavers are in the orange, Joe. They're in the orange.
Oh, I like that. See, I like that. That goes back, just so you know, I'm a big Oregon State guy. From the days of Mike Riley, he made back in the day in like the mid 2000s when he had Evanston, Bernard, and Matt Moore, a quarterback. They those were the days. I'm not talking about Singleton and those days that they beat up on your Notre Dame with Ocho Cinco, but I'm talking about after that with Mike Riley. Remember that? They beat up on Matt LaVecchio and Notre Dame in the Fiesta.
Yeah, in the Fiesta Bowl.
Look,
they beat up on Notre Dame.
I don't like the Arizona Unis.
They're very basic. You're right. And you're right. The Oregon State ones are those are tremendous. The all orange with the beaver in the front. That's where you want
to be. It's so hard to hit too when it's coming up like that.
It's no joke. We have almost the answer to our question about the game 3 in Tampa.
Almost.
They don't have the money line, Joe, but they have the puck line.
All right, what is it?
That's very bizarre because usually the money line is the first thing that gets put up.
So what do they have?
Well, they have Tampa minus a goal and a half at plus 155. Now, they were minus 130 tonight, and on the puck line they were plus 205. So I think you're right. It's going to be closer to 110, 115 in that area. You know, it's going to be lower than it was tonight if you're just going by what the puck line is. But they don't have a lineup yet for the money. And the total, once again, of course, is 5.5 with the extra
you go
juice
with
to
the
under.
And get, I think a dead under.
No, I think that this game, I think this series now is, I think you had your over game. I think that now it's tightened up.
I think now they buckle it up. Yeah, I think there's no way Tampa Bay wants to get into a shootout with the Rangers.
Especially, saying to Andrew before, these afternoon games are very slow starters. So I think that factors in as well for Sunday. I'm not a fan of the afternoon games, Joe. Why don't they have the money lineup? What is that about? Oh, here we go, Joe. Minus 166.
What?
Man, actually, that does make sense because I did the math wrong in my head. Minus 166. Because if they were plus 205, laying the puck and a half, now of course it's going to be less laying the puck and a half because they're bigger favorites. So.
So where do you see that line? How come I don't see it?
Go to NHL.
Oh, there it is.
And it pops up. So bigger favorites tonight. That makes sense.
Really. Makes sense.
166 and plus 138 for the Rangers. I mean, this is it. Last stand at the OK Corral for the Lightning on Sunday, Joe. See how much this changes over the next 10 to 15 minutes, right?
That line screams Tampa Bay. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Sure
that
does.
Screams Tampa Bay.
Sure does. You want to lay the puck line?
Oh, man.
How about alternate spread minus 2.5 plus 300? 3-0 Tampa win.
listen, it's going to be, you know, the Rangers might buckle things up and might just want to play rope-a-dope in this game. 166.
Not easy, Joe.
166.
I thought it would be.
I mean, they're begging you to take the Rangers here. Begging you.
Yeah, up 2-0, plus 138.
There's no way.
Laying the bear trap for you, Joe. Laying the bear trap.
You know, with that line, I'm almost inclined to take it.
Look at Joe. Still 2-0 in Oakland. I mean, is anybody even getting on base in that game in Oakland?
You know, I haven't even looked. Now you're gonna. It's 5.5 is the total, so why not?
Yeah. Well, you're not that far off the range yet. I mean, it's.
Here we go. Let me look at it now. First and second, though, Carver. First and second.
Top or the bottom of the sixth? Were they in the top of the sixth or the bottom of the sixth?
FanDuel just rope a dope me. They just changed the inning. We're dead. We're dead in this game. Oh, first and second. One out. Here we go. First
top
and
or bottom? Top or bottom?
Red Sox are up. Top six. Okay, come top on. Six. Crack this game open.
You got more outs to play with.
Double scores, too. Ducks on a pond now. Ducks on a pond, Story. Hey, now. Ducks
well, Story, on a pond. Now would be a time for him to hit one of those homers. He's been red hot the last few weeks, right?
I'll take a double. That'll keep the Ducks on a pond. I want to keep the pressure on. When you got an over and you're not, it's runs are hard to come by. We want that pitcher to see ducks upon.
Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot more to do here on the grid as we are heading into the weekend on a Friday night. Carver and Lisi on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Already movement, Joe. Went from, what was it, 166 for the Lightning to 182 now. Rangers from plus 138 to plus 150. How about that?
A lot of people back. This is like double dipping. You lose the first two games, you're doubling down every time you go.
That's it, man. Just going back. Give me more chips. Let's go. Gonna try to get it all back in one swing. The bailout blowout. Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. East. Lightning and the Rangers. Laying almost 2-1 now. That's tough. You do get some good news out in Oakland, though, Joe. Where the Red Sox have added on, extend. 4-0 over the A's. Are they still batting in the top of the sixth?
Yep. Man on second, Story hit a double, 2-0, two outs. I'll take a 5-0 lead. That would help. 5-0.
And the Dodgers have also extended out at Chavez Ravine as McKinstry hit a 2-run homer off the Bassett Hound. So two-run homers given up by him, 4-0 Dodgers, in-game total of 8. That game is in the fourth inning. It's the Polar Bear with a nice defensive play here.
First and second, Carver. Two outs. Come on. Come on.
Well, now's when you wanna blow the lid off it here.
That's blow the lid off run shot. Three-run shot. Crack it
then
open.
Then you only need one. Come or do you want to keep the line moving here? You just want to keep the line moving.
You know, I typically, like, if I'm on an over like this and it's one-sided, I always like to get them runners on. I mean, when you clear the bases, it's like, we got the lead. You know, I'd rather keep it single, double. Let's just crack it open. Let's keep runners on at all times. Come on. Just a single will score two. Two outs. They should be running. Send them.
Bring them around.
Forget the curve. Bring them the heater.
All right, Joe. Here's I'm going to give you what I'm adding on for the golf, all right? Here's what I'm doing.
The final card here.
The Memorial. I'm going to add Rahm, top 10 at plus 200. Patrick Cantlay, plus 10, top 10 at plus 170.
These are all top 10s, right?
Those two. I'm telling you what I'm adding here. So it's both. Those two are both top tens. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are going to add. One second here. Sungjae Im. For a top five at plus 410.
Top five.
Yeah, top five.
Okay.
And then these are going to be add-ons to outright win. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Cam Young, this is to win the whole thing. This is to be the winner of the tournament.
Yeah, we got out of the 16.
Well, you can't. They did give you quite a few. Now Mookie Betts hits a deep one. That one just stays in the park. Cam Young 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
Sungjae Im 26-1.
How could you have Sungjae Im top five, top to win it outright?
Because you can, well, here's why, Joe. You can bet both of them. If he wins the tournament, you win both bets.
Right.
If he comes up short, you win the top five bet. So that's why. We give ourselves a little top five.
You said they're add-ons, though. I thought you were putting these in parlays.
No. These are all straight plays. I mean, you want to put them in parlays, you go and do whatever you want for them.
Get set. God bless you.
And then I'm going to go real small. With Rahm and Cantlay each at 29-1. They're both 29-1
right now. You don't like
right
Billy Horschel at all, huh?
I do, but I don't. If he was like 20, I would. I don't like it at 14-1. I feel like I need more for Billy. What are they giving you, Billy, for.
Get out! To the warning track of deep center. She just got under it just a little. Oh,
what are they giving you for Billy here? Minus 110 for a top 10? No, for a top 10. How about Horschel and Cam Young, top 10 parlay, plus 191?
How good is this Cam Young? Does he play like Cam Stewart?
He's been playing very well. He's ready to break through.
We're going with Cam Young.
Cameron, forever young.
Forever young.
You know what? Here's another way. If you want to play Horschel this way, Joe, not awful. Top USA player at plus 650.
That I like.
Because he's. I mean, Cam Young's the favorite at plus 380 right now. Davis Riley's 470. That's not a bad way to play it. If you want to, I feel like you're getting a little bit of juice with Horschel there because, you know, it's less guys for him to beat. That's under the props, Joe, in case you wanted to know.
Top U.S. guy.
Top USA player. Horschel plus 650.
All right.
Not awful.
Not awful. If you think he could finish in the top 10, why not?
Yeah. Man, Continental Europe player, Rahm plus 130. That's not bad either. I got to look at a couple of these later, Joe. But those ones that I gave you before, that's what I'm going to add on for the weekend. Just those ones there, I think. I think that's where I'm sitting at because I still believe one of the big guns is going to come and make something happen here. Now, Cameron Smith is in the lead. I'd consider him a big gun. And Rory's not too far behind either. But I just got a feeling either Rahm or Cantlay is going to make a run here on Saturday and Sunday. So there you go, Joe. We gave you a little memorial breakdown. Got it right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I like it.
What do you like tomorrow night for the Avalanche and the Oilers? You going back to the over?
I think we go back to the over. I mean, do we really? I mean, Smith, come on. Really?
Yeah, I'm going back to the over. I'm going to go, even though it was only four goals last night.
You want to take an alt? Take a shot on it?
Let me see what they're offering you.
Where's the alternate goals? Where's the alternate total?
All total? Over 7.5, 138, plus 138.
Nah, let's go higher.
They don't have anything higher right now.
They're getting exposed.
Yeah, they don't want to.
How about Colorado, minus 2.5 goals, 320?
Man, if there's ever a game that you would like to think that Edmonton's going to give some kind of fight, Joe, it's tomorrow.
Smith isn't.
Although, here's my problem, though, and I know that I told you on Tuesday when this and at the end of last week, I thought that Edmonton would be a little live here in this series.
Mm-hmm.
After what I saw in Colorado, I don't believe that anymore. I don't think this thing goes longer than five at this point. I agree with you.
I think Colorado's the superior team.
Because
they haven't shown any way of slowing them down, right?
That's the issue. They haven't shown any way of slowing them down, and you know, and Colorado has shown somewhat that they are going to slow Edmonton down because they held them to a bagel the last game.
Every time I watch them play, Colorado's like in their end. I never seen where Edmonton is flying around the puck. Now, maybe tomorrow night's different. Maybe. Man, did you see the Giants won 15-6 tonight?
Yeah, they scored a lot of runs. Joe, you want to play this Colorado in five at plus 205?
See, I just don't feel like that's enough.
I mean, that means that them winning two out of three. Just got to win two out of three to get that. I mean, they're gonna be what they are. They're gonna be minus 130-ish. You like the Ranger one better? What do you mean? Yeah, for them to win in what?
I just think with the Rangers, people don't believe it'll happen, so they'll keep betting against it, and I think that's what'll fuel us. We'll be on the same side as the book. I just think that, you know, like tonight, 18-game win streak after loss, everybody in their mother knew about that stat, right? Yeah, they can't lose. They can't lose. Now they're going home. Oh, the two times, you know, cup champs, they're coming home. And, you know, and maybe we just ride the trend. I mean, the fact that New York, and I know it doesn't matter to you per se, but they haven't lost to them all year.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's really just 2-0 for me.
But still, it's still 2-0. It's still 2-0. And the way this line jumped as soon as it didn't even last 10 minutes.
Didn't last 5 minutes.
Well, all right. I'm just saying, right?
I know. It's faster than even that. Like, that's how quick it made a move. It's just...
Do
you want to take them in a sweep?
I think it's worth it.
Wow.
I think it's worth it.
I can't do that.
You can't fathom it,
no,
right? Because just goes against everything that you're trained to think
about. You could talk me into Rangers in six right now at plus 440. You can't talk me into a sweep. More after this, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back at you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
we're back. Carver and Lisi here on Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Just funny to me, Joe. I'm looking at this dude, Derek Jeter, right?
Yeah, what do you do now?
Well, I think me and you have talked about this in the past, how I feel about Jeter. Like, I obviously love everything he did as a player. Love what he did as a player. But I just felt that the guy's just a total phony and just not, I just don't like the guy off the field. But I loved him as a player because, of course, Yankee fan, great moments, all that stuff. But I just don't like the guy personally. So now he's like man of the people. Like, you see this guy? Like, he's doing, Subway commercials. He's on Twitter now making jokes. Didn't we say this the other night? Like, he seems like he's Eli. Like, he's on Twitter, making jokes all over the place. It's just bizarre to me. Like, what happened to this guy? Where did the switch flip where all of a sudden he wants to be Mr. Joe Public? I don't get it. He didn't want anybody to do anything to do with him off the field when he was a player. He went into hiding for about... And what's he retired now? It's got to be 7, 8, 9 years, maybe 10, since he stopped playing. Can't be 10, right? Andrew, when did he retire? He's been in the Hall of Fame.
I thought he retired.
Was it 15? 14 is right, because it was the year I got married, because I had tickets to his last game at Yankee Stadium and I was on my honeymoon. So there you go, Andrew. 2014. So that was 7 years ago. He's been out of the mix. He's been out of the mix 7 years. And for the last, nobody goes and takes this Marlin gig, 1% owner, face of the ownership, all this nonsense. And now, in the last 3 months, he's doing commercials, he's doing all this, he's on social media, acting like he's a funny guy. Like, where'd all this come from? Is this the Brady syndrome where, he's got a bunch of kids at home now and he realizes, this ain't for me, I gotta get out of the house and get myself back out there?
He's got a personality like a box. Can we be honest?
Well, I understand that.
Outside and
but why is he all of a sudden putting his face in the public eye all of a sudden?
Do you want to know why, Joe?
Tell me why.
Because all these guys are the same. They can't just go out in the sunset and be forgotten and their memories, live on, right?
Well, he didn't want anybody to bother him. He didn't want any. Now all of a sudden he does.
Yeah, because nobody's talking about Jeets. You don't turn on WFAN. Nobody's talking about Jeets anymore. It's Judge. It's everybody else. I mean, come on now. These guys are gluttons for the limelight. We know that. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Come on, Brady. They're all the same. Russell Wilson with the helmet on and the logo. Well, everybody
did you
else
see
is
the video?
Shoots.
Did you see the video circling around of Russell Wilson?
Again, another one?
I gotta find it for you.
Is there another one? Come on,
there's
one
where they're it's like a team photo shoot, and I guess it's probably something that they're gonna play on the Jumbotron during the season or something like that. Like they were filming these little, and it was him standing there going, Broncos Nation, let's roll, and he's holding the ball. It was as phony and fake as anything I've ever seen. I'm sure players do this stuff all the time. It just looked so ridiculous. I now have to find this for you, Joe.
I hope they blindside him week one in 12th man. I'm taking the Seahawks.
Told that game's already over. It's Broncos in a route. Broncos in a route.
Who told you that?
That's just a word on the street. It's a route.
Yeah.
It's a route.
I'll take
no contest.
The Seahawks in that game.
No contest.
No contest. Put it on the wood. It's over.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's the word on the street.
I like Seahawks money line already. I think Rashad Penny, Kenneth Walker, Chris Carson. I think they could run all over Denver in that game. DK Metcalf could have 150 yards receiving in that ballgame. Don't get me started,
Joe,
Carver.
Joe,
don't
Joe,
get
let's
me
just
started.
Let's just say one thing here. All right, I would love to see that happen because I'm anti-Denver this year. I'm going after them. every chance that I can get.
It's 4.5.
You're right. If they're so great, why aren't they a touchdown favorite over Seattle, who's got, let's be fair here, the absolute worst quarterback situation in the NFL? Now, it's close between them and Carolina, but they have the worst quarterback situation in the league with Drew Locke and Geno Smith being their guys. The worst, Joe. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that kid Davis Mills in Houston than have those two guys.
Do they make a? I mean, would you want Baker? I mean, I mean, and I brought this up not to go off topic, but is Tua any better than Baker? Is Tua
Than Baker? I think seeing now really why Baker hasn't been moved yet.
You didn't answer question though. But Baker any worse than Tua?
But I think he's probably better than Tua.
Right,
just my opinion. But I think you're starting to see, Joe. Now, I don't know how they'll make this work considering the relationship is pretty strained. But, I mean, the Watson stuff is churning again.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's getting into a situation where,
but Jacoby Brissett already said he's ready to be the starter. Let me ask you this. Who's the biggest moron in creation if this just Deshaun Watson situation perks its head up, which we already know there's potentially 24 women now? Let me ask you this. Jimmy Haslam threw out how much guaranteed money? Is he
a
billionaire? I mean, can you be?
Stefanski's already said 100 times. We did a lot of work on this guy. We did a lot of work on him.
Well, you know what? You didn't do enough.
Did a lot of work.
What
happens to them? Let's just say, here's why they haven't traded him yet, Joe, for real. They haven't traded Baker Mayfield yet because they want to know how many games Watson's going to be out.
Exactly, but let me ask you this.
Because if it's four games, they'll say, you know what, we can trade him now. We'll play Brissett for four games. We'll make it through.
Right.
If it's 10 games, eight to 10, I think, is we're going to need Baker Mayfield this year.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You're going to turn to Baker Mayfield, right?
Oh, I think it'll be an ugly situation. Extremely ugly situation. But he's under contract for them.
Okay, let me ask you this then. What if Baker goes 8-0?
That's good for Baker. That's going to get him a job somewhere else. I think that Baker would have to. Now, look, Baker will not be happy if that's the scenario that gets presented to him. Let's say they drop him for 8 games or 10 games, and the Browns go to Baker and say, listen, obviously you're not the quarterback here long term, but here's an offer for you. We need you for 8 or 10 games. You need to show that you can still play in this league after these couple injuries that you're recovering from last year. Come and play for us for 8 to 10 games, and give yourself a chance to up your trade value for us or for you to get a deal somewhere else and get the big money that you're looking for. I think that that's how they would present it to him if the Watson suspension is longer than we think it's going to be.
That's it. Let me ask you this. Whoever bet Cleveland at 2-1 with this situation right here, right now, you need to have your head examined. No?
I don't know how anybody could have possibly played any futures on the Browns. And you're right. They've been up there. People are playing them. I don't know how you could actually do it. I mean, they're they are the fifth choice to win the AFC right now at 10-1. How?
I have no idea.
They're the favorites to win the AFC North.
Based off
they're
what?
Actually they're both plus 200, them and the Ravens, but
right.
They have better odds to win the AFC than the Ravens and the Bengals. They're 10-1. The Ravens are 12-1. The Bengals are 13-1.
They're sucking you in just to take Deshaun Watson money.
Look,
and how long is the NFL going to wait at this point? You want to tell me? With the Deshaun Watson? Like, are they waiting until, August 1st? Like, when do you think we deserve to know how many games is going to be suspended?
It would be nice. They do got to let him know at some point, right, Joe? But honestly, when you're talking about something like this, who cares? I mean, they're going to have to take it when they take it. I just feel like that's the reason why Baker really hasn't been traded, because the two quarterback situations are so gross in Seattle and Carolina. How could they not possibly rather play him than the dopes that they have? Right? I mean, let's be honest here. And whether you want to, you should tell me it's a money thing, come on. They got guys who can't play both of those teams. They just can't play.
Baker
can play a little. Baker can play. I know he gets a lot of nonsense. He can play. At least that's my feeling, Joe. I think he can play. I think that they kind of, you know, I think Stefanski was brought there to purposely scale him back and not have him be a gunslinger or try to throw the ball over the place and throw a billion interceptions. That's just me, Joe. Joe, would you like to rapid fire here for the weekend?
Yep, let's do it.
Get out of here?
Let's do it.
Game 2, Sunday night, Celtics-Warriors. Warriors minus 4, totals 215.5. Do the Warriors even the series up and cover?
No, I'm taking Boston.
You're taking Boston. Wow. I think the Warriors win. The 4 does scare me. I'm not going to lie to you. And I like the over 215.5. That I'm definitely with. Oilers and Avalanche tomorrow night. I'm taking the over 7 again, Joe. I'm going after it.
I'm going over, and I'm going to go with the Avalanche minus 130.
Okay, little money line. That'll be in a couple Joe Lisi parlays on Saturday. That's for sure. He'll stick the Avalanche in there as a cherry on top at some point. Sunday afternoon, Rangers-Lightning. Lightning playing for it all, minus 182, 5.5 the total.
Dick, I'm willing to take... Definitely the under 5.5. I'm in agreement with you, but I don't feel confident with the Rangers plus the 150. I like them with the 1.5.
I'm going to lay the 1.5 with Tampa. I'm
going to
lay the 1.5 with Tampa. I'm going to try to get some back from early. Andrew, did the Rangers win on Sunday?
Yes.
Wow, he's peacocking now, Joe. He's peacocking here.
Wow.
He's peacocking.
Look at
that. They haven't showed me any specific reason why they wouldn't win. Just because it's on the road, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. And the reason is, everybody was talking about, Carolina's the home record and blah, 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 and all this stuff. The Rangers came by and completely blew that out of the water. So until I see something that says the Rangers aren't going to come out swinging in this game, I'm not gonna believe anything else.
Listen, you gotta be confident right now, and I bet there's a lot of Ranger fans like Andrew right now, Joe. They're peacocking tonight. They're peacocking up 2-0 going to Tampa.
Peacock.
They certainly should. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Joe, the Braves have cracked in 3 runs finally in the 10th in Colorado. They lead the Rockies 3-0. Red Sox lead the A's 4-0, still in the 8th. You need work there. Dodgers lead the Mets 4-0 in the 6th. So that's what we have in terms of baseball right now, Joe. I'm sure there's a lot of baseball you'll play tomorrow as well. A lot of overs tomorrow for you, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah,
right?
I have
a lot of overs.
Well, early. I got the overs tomorrow. You ready? I'm going to read them down quickly. Rapid fire. You ready?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I like the over in the Minnesota-Toronto game. 9. It's a 3:00 start. Okay? I like the over. We're going right back to the Washington-Cincinnati game. 9.5 minus 115. And we're going to go again with the over in Tampa Bay. Short number, 7 minus 102 to the over. So those are the three I like.
Wow, how about that?
So Tampa over 7, Washington over 9.5 with Cincinnati, and the other one was Minnesota, right? And
Minnesota.
Toronto.
Minnesota.
That's what I like.
All right, good. Good.
Meanwhile, this game in Oregon State and Arizona going down to the wire.
I know. 1-1 game in the fifth. Joe, have a tremendous weekend. I will talk to you on Monday night here. Cash some tickets. Andrew Torres, good luck to you on Sunday. Great job all week long. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a tremendous weekend. Cash all the tickets. We'll see you Monday here on the grid.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.